The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Let's talk about some non-supportive spouse. So I hear this question a lot, and it usually revolves around, how do I get my spouse to buy into my dreams with network marketing or my dreams of an entrepreneur? And it's just a really, really common question. And a lot of people, they're looking for what's the argument, right? How do you get the spouse to buy in? And so I'm going to give you a little bit different take on that. So I've met a lot of people over the years and that say they don't have a supportive spouse. And they're like, man, you know, it's so hard because my spouse doesn't support me. And one question that I would suggest you ask yourself is, did they ever support you? So is this like your first time going after something different and you know, going into being, you know, doing business or whatever, and they're just not supporting you? Or which is, this is what I find more likely, is a lot of times there's a spouse has supported their spouse many times, and they're kind of tired of hearing the hype, right? And so I know a lot of people that have, you know, maybe this is their fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth different, you know, business venture or network marketing company or, you know, whatever else. And the first few, they got a little bit of support from their spouse. And the last few, they're noticing a stark difference. And, you know, that could be because maybe you didn't do the work that you said you would do in the last ones. Maybe it's finances are tight, and if there's money going out to a business venture and historically you've never produced results, then it may be savvy for the spouse to wonder about supporting this one too. And so here's my big suggestion. Instead of trying to, you know, watch movies like Braveheart or, you know, The Miracle, right? Instead of trying to come up with the perfect pitch to get their buy-in, go freaking produce. Go produce. And I'll tell you, if you want to get support from your spouse, and I've seen this many times, and I'll give you an exact example. If you want to go get support from your spouse, go build a business. Go build it without requiring their support. Okay, so keep doing all your duties at home and whatever that means, right? Keep doing all those things, but go out and build a business without their support, And, you know, and I would suggest that you have a frank conversation with them and just say, hey, listen, you know, I've came to you with several different, you know, business ventures over the years, and I know that, you know, maybe I got excited about them, and I didn't do what, you know, what I said I would do. This time is different. However, I'm not going to ask for your support. I'm going to go do what needs to be done, and I'm going to report in when I'm producing a profit. And I'm telling you, I've yet to meet a spouse that was non-supportive, and then the other spouse obviously goes out and produces revenue, produces profits, and then they're still non-supportive, right? Never seen it happen. And I'll tell you an interesting phenomenon that I got to witness many, many times. So in the in a network marketing company where my wife and I were the number one income earners, we did a lot of vacation incentives. So we did, we went everywhere, like I don't know, 7 or 8 different cruises, Atlantis, all kinds of different places, right? But 11 different vacations that we won over a 4-year time frame, I think. And here's what was interesting. So on these vacation incentives that you had to win, right? You didn't buy your way in. You had to win them, right? You had to earn them, I should say, not win. You had to earn them, okay? So, I mean, I remember one cruise, we had like 200 people from our team that had won that cruise. It was awesome. It was such a blast. We dominated that dance floor. It was so cool. And, but I remember witnessing this at every single vacation incentive. And that is, you would see, you know, your teammate come in and the spouse. And the spouse would come in and they'd have their arms folded, right? And you would say, oh, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. And they'd say, oh, nice to meet you, but this is all him, right? Or this is all her. Yeah, I'm not a part of this, right? Like a disdain, right? Disdain. And so that would be day one. Day two, you would notice that non-supportive person was a little bit looser, right? A little bit looser, maybe not so uptight, maybe not so, just turned off by network marketing, right? They were a little loosened up. By day three, from getting around the different people that are, that are in the business, because let's face it, people that love self-development and personal development are usually fun people to hang out with, at least my experience. And so when they get around the team and get around fun people, that, something changes, right? Day three, they're going to their spouse and saying, you better win the next one. Oh, we're rocking it. And they're jamming in the nightclub. They're dancing their heart out, right? And so if you want to get support, stop focusing on some amazing speech or some, hypnotic, persuasive script or whatever, and go freaking produce. Go produce. Go show. Say, hey, here's some of my profits from this week. Go buy yourself something pretty, right? Go produce. Produce some revenue, produce some profits, and show them that this isn't just an endless black hole of, crazy, wacky ideas that will never produce anything. Go produce. Stop requiring their support because it's a crutch. It's a crutch. And I can tell you, I know so many people that have gone and created results without the support of their spouse. And I'll give you a little phrase that I really like. You can go to your spouse and instead of asking for support, instead of asking them to talk to their friends or bake cookies for the home meeting, instead of that, go to them and say, hey, listen, I know I've come to you before and I've asked for support in some of the past businesses. Listen, I'm not asking for it this time. I know that it's up to me and I'm going to go and do the work like I said I've done but haven't. This time I'm going to go do it. And listen, I'm not asking for your support, but I'm also asking, don't tackle me. Okay, don't tackle me. You don't have to go talk to anybody. You don't have to bake cookies. You don't have to, read my comp plan. You don't have to know anything about what I'm doing, but just don't badmouth me, okay? And give them a window. Say, hey, give me the next 60 days. Give me the next 60 days to put my money where my mouth is and let me run at it and let me go and do this thing and just see. And if after 60 days I'm not doing the work and I'm just falling right back into the same rut I have with the past companies, then you know what? Maybe this isn't for me. And so go produce. You want to get support, go produce. Now, this a little bit different, but I know a lot of people, they're like, hey, Ray, how do I get my friends and family members to believe in my network marketing dream? Same thing. Now, I look at my wife, right? So, my wife, so when we started dating, she was finishing up college and she got her college degree. And then she, went from college getting that degree to network marketing full time. And to say that her family wasn't overjoyed about that would be a great understatement. Okay. They weren't, they're like, okay. Why did you get a degree? Right. They weren't real hip to that idea. However, okay. So none of them were interested in what she was doing for sure. Okay. However, when she hit $10,000 a month, both brothers signed up and her mom signed up. Right. If you want to get buy-in, not just from your spouse, but from your friends, from family members, from warm market, etc., go produce. Go make it happen and do not require their support for you to make it happen, because you don't have to have it. You don't need acceptance, approval, or the support of any particular individual for you to create success. What it involves is you rolling up your sleeves and you going to work and you going out there and talking to people, seeing who's open, showing them the presentation or pointing them to a video. That's what you got to do. And so release the whole, you know, I know people that they focus their mind many hours a day on how do I get my spouse to support me? Well, gee, if they just spent that time prospecting, they'd build an empire. And guess what? Their spouse will support you. You start bringing down a couple $1,000 a month or a couple $1,000 a week, believe me, the spouse is going to support you. They're going to wear, you know, t-shirts with your face on them. They're going to be your biggest fan. They really will. And so go out there and produce. So there you go, my friends. I hope you got value from that.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.